This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 373, down 3¾. March corn, 385.5, down 3¾. May corn, 392.25, down 5¾. November soybeans, 10.28¾, down 17¾. January soybeans, 10.29¾, down 19.5. March soybeans, 10.33¾, down 19.5. December wheat, 5.38¼, up 5¾. March wheat, 5.50¾, up 5. May wheat, 5.57¼, up 4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon, with wheat higher and corn and soybeans lower. In Monday's crop condition report released by the National Ag Statistics Service, the Illinois corn crop was now 77% harvested compared to 59% last week, and soybean harvested now reached 83% complete compared to 63% 1 week ago. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 3 cents lower at $3.32 to $3.49, while soybean bids were 7 to 11 lower at $9.78 to $10.14. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 1 to 3 cents at $3.29 to $3.46, while soybean bids were 12 to 16 lower, ranging from $9.94 to $10.22. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 3 cents at $3.24 to $3.47, soybean bids 18 to 23 cents lower at $9.79 to $10.33, and the wheat bids 5 to 6 cents higher at $4.22 to $4.70. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were down 17 to 18 cents at $10.15 to $10.40. Basis ended at 15 under to 10 over the January, and high pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $407.70 to $403.70. That's down $16.30 per ton. Basis unchanged, ranging from 35 to 58 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 3 to 6 cents at 3¼ to 366, with basis steady to 3 cents weaker, ranging from 48 under to 7 under December. Illinois River barge loading elevated quoted producer corn bids 3 cents lower at $3.36 to $3.48, basis steady ranging from 3700 to 25 under December. Soybeans down 12 cents on Monday, ranging from 10.15 to 10.32, with basis 6 cents stronger, ranging from 14 under to 3 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 6 lower at $3.65 to $3.66. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 6 to 20 cents, with quotations at $10.57 to $10.60. Soft red winter wheat mostly 6 cents higher at $4.13 to $5.08, while the Milo dropped 3 to 6 cents at $4.03 to $4.04. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from $3.45 up to $3.62. January soybean bids $9.94 to $10.25. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those bids, January bids at $3.47 up to $3.64. January soybean bids at $9.98 to $10.28. And in southern Illinois, January corn bids range from $3.54 up to $3.71. January soybean bids at $10.15 to $10.45, and wheat for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from $4.92 up to $5.33. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, $167.10, up $1.05. February live cattle, $167.27, up $1.17. April live cattle, $165.80, up 20 cents. November feeder cattle, $235.57, up $1.42. January feeder cattle, $229.90, up $1.42. March feeder cattle, $226.95, up $1.20. December lean hogs, $88.90, up 87 cents. February lean hogs, 89 up 95 cents. April lean hogs, 89.70 up 55 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 3rd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 21 cents lower in the range of $73 to $88, with a weighted average carcass price of $84.31. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 60 to 66, 4 to 5 weighed 64 to 67, 5 to 6 weights 67 to 69, and 6 weights and up 69 to 71. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $55 to $61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,666 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They have a special feeder cattle sale. They had receipts of 1,523 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 290 to 327. Five weights were 261 to 294. Six weights brought 240 to 264. On to feeder Holsteins. Four weights brought 219 to 239. Five weights were 210 to 226. And they had some eight weights bringing 160. Now on to feeder heifers, medium and large ones. Four weights were bringing 251 to 272, five weights 244 to 276, and six weights were 221 to 250. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 277 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $97.94, and that was 43 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses $2.50.73, that was 47 cents lower, with select carcasses at $2.39.40, that was 77 cents higher. From the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 113,000. That compared to 113,000 last week and 117,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 432,000. That compared to 423,000 last week and 433,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.48. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.68. November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.42. December corn delivered to Scottville, $3.59. November beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.15. December beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.33. November beans delivered to Scottville, $10.15. December beans delivered to Scottville, $10.33. November wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.83. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.48, corn at Scottville is $3.42, beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $10.15, and wheat at Scottville is $4.83. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois. It's coming up on 620. Color radar shows light showers scattered around our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Taking off a large crop this fall? Use your yield monitor to put back just the nutrients you used. Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with the latest innovations of precision farming technology, and with their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today to find out why they're your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
For today, cloudy skies with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, high temperatures in the upper 50s, falling temperatures this afternoon. We will have southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low temperatures in the low 40s, and for tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower Thursday and Saturday. Low temperatures in the mid-30s, high temperatures in the upper 40s. Right now, south winds at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy skies, once again scattered showers, 52 degrees on this Tuesday morning. And so far this morning, WSMI weather watchers, the Lang family of Coffeen and Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 2/10 of an inch of rain. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Never know how.
You use the motor oil Dad used, and he uses what Granddad used. Yet no one uses what Great-Granddad used, because whale oil's illegal. But if oil's what you need, Napa has you covered. With Castrol GTX for only $3.79 a quart, or 5 quarts and a Napa Silver Filter for just $21.99. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 11/16/14.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch next.
It's tillage time at Seavers Equipment Company. Seavers offers the best tillage tools in the industry, such as the Case IH Ecola Tiger 875 Disc Ripper. The 875 double cuts and sizes heavy BT corn residue, shatters compacted soil with the Case IH Tiger points, levels the soil out the back for a smooth seed bed in spring, and does it all in one pass. Check out the Case IH Ecola Tiger 875 Disc Ripper at Seavers Equipment Company in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.
At CHS, the producers are the owners. Your ownership reaches from the seed and fertilizer you use to the ethanol plants, rail loaders, and export houses they run on your behalf. CHS stands with you every step of the way from production to end user, creating a seamless stream for your production. At CHS, farmer-owned means more than a catchy phrase. It means they stand with you every step of the way. They measure their success by your success. CHS, farmer-owned with global connections. CHS Louder Business Unit.
New trading limits on corn, wheat, and soybean futures took effect with the overnight trade. All are lower than the previous limits set last May. Managing Director of Agricultural Research and Product Development for CME, Dave Lehman, explains how CME determines the new daily limit.
In the case of the November reset, we're looking at the December contracts for each of these commodities, or November in the case of soybeans and rice, and over 45 days prior to the middle of the month, the 15th of October, we take an average of the daily settlement prices, multiply that by 7%, and that's our new price limit rounded to the nearest 5 cents per bushel or $5 per ton in the case of meal. And that then is implemented 2 weeks later.
The daily limit is now 70 cents for soybeans, 25 cents for corn, 35 cents for Chicago wheat, and 40 cents for Kansas City wheat. The soybean meal limit is now $25 per ton. These limits stay in effect until May. The Illinois Crop and Weather Report was released. Minimal precipitation allowed producers another favorable harvest week. Corn and soybean harvest jumped 18 and 20 percentage points from the previous week, respectively. There were 6 days suitable for field work for the week ending November 2nd. Statewide, precipitation averaged 0.35 inches, 0.43 inches below normal. The average temperature was 46.2 degrees, 5.3 degrees below normal. Corn harvest was 77% complete, 5 percentage points behind last year, but in line with the 5-year average of 78%. Soybean harvest was 83% complete, 8 percentage points behind last year, but also in line with the 5-year average of 84%. Sorghum mature reached 95% and sorghum harvest was 75% complete. 69% of the winter wheat had been planted and 36% had emerged. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 5% poor, 26% fair, 51% good, and 17% excellent. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 6% short, 77% adequate, and 17% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 9% short, 80% adequate, and 10% surplus. The PED virus has been infecting piglets for about 18 months now, and thus far, while the two vaccines available seem to be helping some, they are not a be-all, end-all solution. Dr. Steve Sorensen, Senior Director for Veterinary Business Solutions for Zoetis, talks about a new program his company is offering.
Zoetis is seeking proposals to fund studies for furthering the knowledge around PED virus control. As you know, PED virus hit the U.S. late spring in 2013, and since then, Zoetis really jumped into action to try to provide a solution for the industry. We have offered here lately that we have just announced, and we're excited to do so, is fund research proposals to help answer some questions around how to provide the best immunity for our producers' sow farms and their sow herds.
Sorensen explains that Zoetis is looking for studies on the PED virus and are willing to fund those studies.
So we're looking for well-defined studies. And that means really focused on answering a question. Likely will be a relatively straightforward question that hopefully can be answered with a straightforward and quick study. And we're looking to fund either one study of up to $125,000, or we could fund multiple studies that will total that amount. In other words, a few smaller studies as well.
Any stakeholder involved in the swine industry is eligible.
We believe that private practitioners, private veterinarians, academics, academic researchers, and others in the industry will respond to this proposal.
Sorensen stresses that private practitioners are not only eligible to submit a proposal, but encouraged.
Private practitioners or practitioners that work for larger production companies, for example, anyone that has a good idea that will help answer questions for veterinarians to utilize in the industry to improve the situation with PED virus.
To learn more about this opportunity from Zoetis, you can visit sfntoday.com for details. Farmers in the United States will harvest about 83 million acres of soybeans this year. Like all valuable crops, farmers do a lot to protect it. However, US EPA, based on an economic analysis of one of those things, believes farmers are wasting their money. The agency suggests neonicotinoid insecticidal soybean seed treatments are mostly prophylactic in nature. It looked at academic analysis, part of which was done at the University of Illinois, to come to its conclusion. University of Illinois extension entomologist Mike Gray's work is cited in the paper.
And the result of that analysis was pretty clear that there was no economic advantage for a producer to use these neonicotinoids, again, insecticidal seed treatments, on their soybean seed.
One of the most popular of these seed treatments, as an example, is produced by Bayer Crop Sciences. The US EPA report pegged the cost of using a neonicotinoid soybean seed treatment at about $7.50 an acre.
So when you look at the economics and then weigh in any potential negative environmental benefits, it seems pretty clear that I think producers should consider very carefully whether or not they need to make that investment.
EPA thinks farmers can efficiently defend against insect pests later in the growing season on an as-needed basis. Mike Gray, as an agricultural entomologist, plainly says farmers can save a lot of money by not using a soybean seed treatment prophylactically. In other words, just because they can.
This is an input that really many growers regard as an insurance plan. Yet, if growers are willing to go out and scout fields and utilize rescue treatments and apply insecticides as needed in soybeans when a certain defoliation level is reached, that is a much preferred strategy. Soybeans, as it turns out, tend to be very resilient. They can withstand a fair amount of defoliation, and even some early season stand reductions can be compensated for.
It does take some legwork. The fields need to be scouted and treated when necessary. The end result, however, should be a soybean harvest that costs less to produce. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.